Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure. Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
MTV and the Kid Craddock Morning Show are giving you an experience of a lifetime. What is that? Well, it is a seat at the 2014 MTV Video Music Awards. One lucky winner and a guest will be off to L.A. for a VIP weekend.
Just enter our VMA lookalike contest. Dress up like Kanye, Katy Perry, Rihanna, Eminem, Kesha, Michael Jackson, or any nominee. Take a picture and then just submit it on KidNation.com. But you got to do it by Sunday night, August 3rd.
Kid Nation will vote on the pictures next week. So head to KidNation.com right now.
And make sure you don't miss the MTV Video Music Awards live Sunday, August 24th at 9 p.m. only on MTV with performance including Usher, 5 Seconds of Summer. Call him Five Sauce.
Five yes, Sauce. That's right. If you're a fan, you call him Five Sauce. Uh-huh.
And also Ariana Grande.
Nice.
Yes. And now, we start our nice little tribute to Kid. Over the weekend, we asked you to do something nice for someone. Pay it forward. Maybe something nice happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to call us and let us know what that was. Hopefully, you went on Facebook and on Twitter and used the hashtag for Kid. And also, in about 45 minutes, Caroline, Kid Craddock's daughter, is going to join us.
Yeah. It was kind of fun because she said she was actually on the receiving end hashtag for Kid.
Yeah, let's kick it off with her.
Yeah.
And by the way, we're also going to have a moment of noise for Kid because...
That's why she's coming in, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, on radio...
A moment of noise. I've heard of a moment of silence, JC. Yeah. What is this moment of noise you speak of?
First of all, we're on the radio, so silence doesn't help us very much. And second of all, Kid loves some noise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kid brought the noise.
We want audio.
We're going to do it for him.
Yeah.
But tell us about Caroline's hashtag.
Oh, she was, you know, I don't know if anybody knows this, but we had a long-going love affair with Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
On the
long.
Show. In fact, back in the day, we did a four-hour show on Chick-fil-A.
On Chick-fil-A. This was not a commercial.
This is not a joke. We couldn't get over the pickle. Anyway.
So funny.
We even called the headquarters in Atlanta. It was all about that. Anyway, it's kind of silliness. But
that was
the
greatness of Kid, right?
She was going through the drive through Chick-fil-A and she got there and they said, oh, somebody just paid for your meal. They did it for Kid. They didn't know it was Caroline.
No,
they had no idea.
How cool.
That's great.
But you know, speaking of Kid's family, his brother Gary, he wants to honor his brother's memory as well. He said, yesterday as I was leaving the store, I saw an older guy trying to get a table to fit in the trunk of his small car. I asked if he wanted help, and he hesitated and then said yes. Because, you know, people are thinking,
what do you want?
You're going to rob me.
You're going to run off.
I don't know anymore. Nobody's just nice anymore. Everybody's suspicious. He said, I couldn't help him get the table to fit securely in his trunk, so I put the table in my SUV and followed him to his house and dropped it off. He was so thankful. I explained that I was inspired by my brother to do this and said if he wanted to thank me, to pay it forward for someone else who looked like they could use a hand. Hashtag for Kid.
So cool.
So that's the good thing about doing it for Kid and then encouraging them.
And then you're always wondering, you're doing that. If you're this guy, you're like, is this guy going to take my table?
And now he knows where I live.
Yeah. This one's from Jerry. Said, I cut 4 people's lawns, shout out, and left before they got home. Hashtag for Kid. Now, question. Do you think he did the hashtag for Kid into the grass?
That would be good.
A lot of work.
Yeah, that would be good.
That would take a lot of
effort. Jose.
Shout out.
Not our Jose. Another Jose, I'm assuming, unless this is you, JC.
Uh-huh.
Says that I paid for a cell phone bill for a customer. He obviously works at a cell phone place and says because the customer's government check had been stolen from his mailbox.
Aww.
Oh, man.
So nice.
Yeah, for Kid.
Well done, Jose.
This is from Chris. She said, a man on a handicapped cart behind her paid for all of her groceries. $189.99.
Wow.
Now, how would the guy behind...
That's how you do it at a grocery store.
That's the same way you did it, JC.
Okay. It's hard to do it when you're in front of them because they have not
the
gotten
amount.
Their total yet.
Good point. Got it. Figured it out. Four Kid. Hashtag 4Kid.
Oh,
Kid
would
be so
sometimes.
Proud of you right now, Al, for figuring that out.
How?
With just a little bit of help.
It's easier to do it that way. Yeah.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Kristen, what'd you do over the weekend?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
We actually did a couple things. We live in Savannah, and it was really hot yesterday. We took a couple Gatorades to the soldiers that were working on at the gate. And then I made a bunch of those. They're like fleece, like braided dog toys. Mm-hmm. And we went to PetSmart, and we waited in the parking lot to see who came out with their dogs. And then as soon as they went in the store, we left the toy on their car.
Aww.
And then we got a bunch of the microwave popcorns, and we put a sign on it, and then we taped it to a bunch of Redbox machines.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. That's fun.
We actually had a little hiccup, though, because a couple of people threw the popcorn away.
Eat some corn!
And my daughter started crying. She's eight. And she's,
oh, she didn't know.
She got really upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, people think, you know, this might be a hoax, because people aren't used to people doing nice things.
You're right.
I don't know.
You're right.
Yeah, no, people just aren't used to it.
Well done, Kristen.
Suspicious nowadays.
That was a wonderful thought.
Good job. Yeah. Good job.
I like that.
Yep.
Put some popcorn on the Redbox machine. I guess put in the, don't worry, it's not poisoned popcorn.
That'll help.
Yeah. Ashley, what'd you do, hashtag for kid?
Hi, yes. Good morning to y'all. And every one of y'all are in my prayers.
Oh, thank you.
I know a family that is in need. They've had a really hard time these last 2 years. The oldest little girl is actually my daughter's best friend. I was working Saturday, could have been done early with my job, but I had took a lunch break and went to a yard sale, and I seen they had a bunch of blue jeans and shorts and a few nice shirts and everything, and I probably bought anywhere from $100 to $150 worth of girls' clothes.
At a yard sale, you got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. I only paid $26 for it. I then went home, and me and my daughter cleaned out her closet, the clothes that she probably rarely wears, and it was that big 39-gallon garbage bag full. I then took them to this family, and luckily both the two oldest little girls could wear every piece of clothing.
Oh, good.
And then I also bought them a few, some school supplies because she has four kids, and they're all in school. And I bought a little bit of school supplies for them because school will be starting soon around here.
There you go.
That's great.
And I did that just because I love this family. They are in my heart. And like I said, the oldest little girl is my daughter's best friend, and she's been a shining light into our family. We love her dearly.
Very cool.
Awesome, Ashley. And,
way to go, Ashley. Good job, baby.
Thank you so much for doing all that.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hashtag for kid.
I love my Southern people.
Kinsey cried when she did her hashtag for kid or ours.
Oh.
Kelly, you probably know this. When the moment you get rid of your bassinet for a mother is like the end of the world. I was like, oh, yeah, cool. Let's give it to somebody. That's fine. But she went on. Kinsey went online, and it was tough for her, but she said, I have all this baby stuff. We're done having babies.
Yeah.
I want to give it to somebody in need. So this lady said, I know of a young lady who was pregnant, and the dad took off, and so she needs all the help you can have. And so Kinsey said, fine, I'll give her the bassinet, some baby clothes. And it was one of those moments where you're handing off the bassinet when they showed up, and Kinsey didn't want to let go of it.
No.
And then Kinsey starts crying in front of this lady, and she's looking at her.
Give it back to her. Hey, you need this more than I do.
I was like, I'll buy you a new one, babe. I'm
hashtag
sorry.
For kid.
Hashtag for kid.
That's funny.
She's chasing the car down the street. She's like, I want it back.
It's hard.
But we gave it away.
That was like her final, like, I'm never having another baby.
Wow.
Yeah. It was tough for her.
That's news, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this lady, you know, in a year or so, will give it to someone else. You know, the pay it forward doesn't have to be instantaneous.
No.
When I went and got my shave yesterday, I paid for the next guy in line.
Of course you did.
And so I knew a guy, because I've been talking so much about auto shaving. So this other guy that I know had a 3 o'clock appointment. So I was like, I'm going to call him to make sure, to see if they've been doing it every time. So I called him up. I said, hey, man, was your shave for free today? He goes, no. I mean, you want it. You know, it's still, you know, you want your heart to be.
Some people are just like, thanks.
Yeah. It's cool.
All right.
You
know, thank you.
Thumbs up. That was awesome of you, man.
Hashtag for kid. What kid? Mary Jane. What'd you do this weekend?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you today, Mary Jane?
Say that again.
I said, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I have a huge honey fig tree out back, and I picked a whole bunch of them this weekend and made a whole bunch of jars of fig preserves and passed them out to the elders around town.
Oh, they love that.
No preserves.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Made a bunch of munchie snacks.
It's different and for free, relatively, something you had.
And the elderly just... They appreciate
stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I had some people hashtagging Kit for Kid, and they showed pictures where they just took like they took a bunch of long stem roses, and they went to the retirement home, and they were passing them out to the women.
I love that with little notes
on them. And you know, they just to have a visitor for some of them. Yeah, that was beautiful.
Exactly. Some of these people that I passed them out to hadn't seen a warm body in months.
It's a shame.
They have no family, and so you know, it just. It made my day just as much as it made theirs.
Well, it's good for you to think of the elderly. That's wonderful.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
We're still taking your calls all morning long to see what you did for Kid.
800.
Maybe,
800 Kid Live. 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT. Or maybe you were on the receiving end.
Exactly.
You know, that's the fun part.
We want to hear from both sides.
It's both parts are fun parts. What was that?
Really are.
Well, it would be cool if someone had no idea or maybe wasn't familiar with the show, and then now they're like, that's what you want to reach. Yeah, and like, oh, well, that happened to me this weekend. Yeah. I had no idea.
Well, real quick, I want to tell you guys a couple stories that took place over the weekend.
Okay.
Jen, I know you and I have had this conversation where we sit and we just want to sign. Mm-hmm. We want a sign from Kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
When you lose somebody close to you, you always want that sign that they're with you. And I've dreamt about Kid, but he never talks in the dreams that I have.
Really?
Yeah, he's in them, and he's with us, so it'll be the cast.
Okay.
It'll be us, but he never talks in these dreams. He's usually playing the piano when I dream about him.
Okay.
Which is so Kid. But I think I got signs this weekend.
Really?
On Friday, I went home, and every Friday we usually sit in our living room, and it's me and my wife and my two kids, Kaysen and Chloe. And I'll play the guitar. They sing. We dance. We play around. We play indoor soccer right there.
What the picture perfect family.
What's the one moment where I'm not stressing out about...
Who does that? That's great.
It's you know, because it's the day that I don't have to worry about the next day's show. I don't have to... It's Friday. So all I have is a weekend to look forward to when I can actually unwind and hang out with my kids.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Out of nowhere, my son Kaysen runs to the back room where our bedroom is.
Mm-hmm.
And he does this from time to time. He'll go get stuff, and he comes back, and then it's a new toy.
Okay.
So he's gone for a couple minutes, and then he comes back, and he's wearing a hat, one of my hats, and my mouth drops open. Now, this hat is this cream-colored hat that I have,
mm-hmm.
and in green lettering, it says Kenzo. Now, it doesn't sound like a special hat to you. It sounds like a normal hat, but this hat is really special to me because this hat was a hat that Kid bought me
mm-hmm.
when he went to Paris one year.
Mm-hmm.
It was a couple years ago. He went to Paris, and he said, I saw this hat. It reminded me of you and your wife, Kinsey. So I had to buy it for you, and I know how much you like to wear hats. So he bought me this Kenzo hat.
It's cool.
And my son's wearing this hat, and he's running around us in circles going, I love this hat. I love this hat. I love this hat.
Never worn it before.
Never worn it before. And if you know me, you know that I have so many. I have tons of hats.
Sure.
I have 15 plus, and I stack them. And I usually put this hat in the middle because I try not to wear it very often because I want it to last. I don't want to mess it up. So I put it in the middle of one of the stacks.
Yeah.
And when I went back to the closet, all my hats were thrown everywhere. So for Kaysen to pick this one hat out of all the hats that he could have picked, and he puts it on and he's running around saying, I love this hat. I was asking myself, Kid, was that you? You know, I'm hoping that was you.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, Kinsey had yoga. This is the one that I knew Kid was among us.
Mm-hmm.
Kinsey goes to yoga, and you know, she leaves, and I'm at home with the kids. And I glanced at my phone about 15 minutes later, and I noticed that Kinsey had called me 5 times in a row, within back to back to back to back. She's not one of those girls that does that unless something happened. So I picked up the phone and I called Kinsey right back. I'm curious to see why she called me so many times, and when she picks up, I can tell something bad happened.
Mm-hmm.
I could tell she was crying. She was shaken up.
Okay.
And she said, I got T-boned.
Oh.
I got T-boned at an intersection.
Oh.
And this wasn't just one of those small streets, side streets. This is an intersection that has the name highway on it.
Like a major intersection.
Major intersection where people are going fast. And I automatically thought, oh, my God, I'm going to see two mangled up cars. I hope she's okay. She just had two herniated discs.
Mm-hmm.
I hope her back's okay. So I hung up on her, and I knew the intersection. I drove out there with the kids, and as I'm driving up, I noticed that the car that hit her, the front was tore up.
Bad.
The bumper was off. The hood was mangled.
There's a kid right there.
Did you lapse?
I had my phone on silent. But
I'm so scared. I'm scared at this point to see, because Kenzie's still in the car, and yeah. I drive up to the car, to our car, the one Kenzie was driving, and this is what happened. She was going straight. This car ran the red light, tried to avoid her, whatever speed he was going, probably 40, 45, and hit my wife, T-boned her. Mm. Okay, so you expect her car to be completely damaged.
Yeah, yeah.
T-boning always sounds bad.
It sounds horrible. And that's what she told me happened. I looked at her car, and there was a slight indentation
on the
rear driver's side. She said, I don't know what happened. He seriously hit me head on the side, and he bounced off of me.
Hmm.
He just bounced. He didn't continuously push her through. He bounced off of her car, and that's how it ended up. And that time I asked myself, kid, was that you? And I know he was looking over Kenzie.
Mm. Yeah.
I seriously know. I know. It's weird to believe that, but I really, really do believe that he had a part in that. And those were the two stories where I knew kid was with us this weekend. And I'm shaking thinking about it. My wife could have been seriously hurt.
Yeah, for real.
The guy admitted to it. He said, I'm sorry. It was my fault. It went perfectly.
Yeah.
And I know.
Could have been worse. Yeah, you're right.
So thank you, kid. If that was you. We're still taking your hashtag 4Kid calls. We're also reading them from Facebook and on Twitter. Gloria wrote and said, I know Kid is really proud of me for this. I must say so myself. I donated my very own personal crazy hat on a stick to a very needy young man who was desperate for it. Hashtag 4Kid. Now, if you're a big listener of the show, you know that was a toy that Shannon and Kid came up with. They even had a nice little commercial for it.
Crazy hat on a stick.
Crazy hat on a stick. Do you guys have a...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Roxy says, I'm 53 years old. I know a 23-year-old single mom with two kids. I texted her yesterday morning to leave her house unlocked for me because I had something to bring her. I went and did all her laundry, cleaned up the kids' rooms and the living room and the kitchen. Hashtag 4Kid. So it doesn't have to involve money. You know, we talk about buying somebody this, you know, paying for this. Sometimes it's just time or just doing something nice.
Yeah, a lot of people are taking, you know, and it's great to buy stuff for people.
Sure, if you can.
You know, buy a cup of coffee. But Jesse wrote on Twitter, we gave a ride on Sunday to a man who was walking with crutches with a broken leg back home from the hospital.
That's cool.
Hashtag for kid.
Now, we want to hear from the people on the receiving end of a good deed. Taylor had something happen that is life-changing to most. What happened this weekend, Taylor?
Well, back in December, my son was diagnosed with cancer, and we were in the hospital for about 5 months.
Uh-huh.
So when we started getting bills last month, it was crazy ridiculous. The insurance covered a lot, but they also didn't cover a lot.
Yeah.
And I had a friend show up this weekend with a check for almost $5,000, and it helped wipe out over half of the debt that we owe. And I mean, I'm a single mom trying to work as I can. And
that's great.
She said for kid. And I was like, what does this mean? And she told me, and I broke down crying.
Wow.
That's great.
That is
cool
fantastic.
Who is that?
How's your son now?
He had surgery last month and they removed the tumor and he's cancer free.
That's wonderful.
Great.
Good, Taylor.
And to have so much of that debt erased too. What a burden lifted. That's awesome.
Huge weight off your shoulders, huh, Taylor?
Huge, especially because he's only two.
Oh. Well, you have a great time and enjoy your little one, okay?
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Taylor.
Diana wrote something on Facebook. I was just reading the first two lines.
Uh-huh.
It kind of got me. It says, I literally gave someone the shirt off my back. I came across a couple of elderly people who are literally living off the streets with their dog. I took off my shirt and asked if they could use it. The lady jumped for joy. Since she now had a shirt she could use and wear for the night and keep the bugs off of her. Oh, wow. I feel so blessed for blessing someone else. Literally, the shirt off her back. Hashtag for kid.
That's great.
Yep.
This is from Martha. I just worked a double 13 hours because a manager called out and I didn't want another manager to have to come in on his day off.
Awesome.
Whoa.
Hashtag for kids.
And you make a little money, too.
Hashtag well, no, you know what? I mean, yeah. That's how great is that? Another 13-hour shift so another manager didn't have to come in on his day off.
Because the worst is when you have your day off and somebody calls you in and said, hey, can you come on in for us? It's like, I already had planned. Ryan, what'd you do this weekend for kid?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing awesome, buddy.
This weekend, as I was getting out of work, I swung by McDonald's, got myself some dinner, and on the way home, I saw a man eating out of the trash at one of our local stores. Oh. And so right away, I pulled my car out of traffic. I remembered listening to you guys all week, and I got out and I handed him what I just bought for myself.
Oh, that is cool.
Very nice of you, dude. Very nice of you.
And then you went back and got yourself some, right?
Oh, yeah, JC.
Ryan's hungry. Ryan still has to eat. Come on.
Good job, brother. Good job,
Ryan. Thank you so much for taking part in this, man.
Thanks, guys.
Hashtag for kid.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to, you got to double buy it up. We got one right here from Kristen. My family volunteered at a produce co-op, then bought breakfast for the guy behind us at the fast food line, and I overtipped the waiter at dinner. Hashtag for kid.
Yeah, make sure people know why you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. Make sure you tell people.
Yeah.
It's for kid.
Mm-hmm. Like, I told the guy I was paying. I didn't tell the recipient. I was really just trying to sneak out, not sneak out, but just walk out without saying anything to them, and they have a nice little surprise at the end of their shave. And the barber actually told me, goes, "Oh, cool, thanks." I didn't explain it. I didn't. I just
That's
wanted
what you're supposed to.
I wanted,
well,
I wanted
you're supposed
him,
to.
Well, here's the thing. I explained it to the person I was paying, but I wanted the person to just think they were getting something nice and then to try and repay. You know,
somebody's going
to
ask why, and then the person is supposed to say for kid. And then they ask why. You're doing something nice for Kid Craddock. That way it passes on. Because if it's random, the people don't know where it came from. We want it to be spread.
Well, still, you might think, somebody did something nice for me. I'm going to do something nice for somebody. All right.
Like this.
All right.
Ken knows why this happened because...
But see, that's
some kid.
The kid's yelling at Al from heaven.
I know he is.
You're supposed to explain it was for me, Al.
I know.
That was the whole point.
Here's the thing about Al. Sometimes he doesn't get the bits. Sometimes Al doesn't get the bit.
Hashtag for kid.
Ken, you had something nice happen for you this weekend, right?
I did. I did. Over the, I know how much a kid loves golf, and over the past year, I've been giving free golf lessons to kids that can't necessarily afford it or want to give it a shot.
Gotcha.
Parents have a hard time getting the money for it.
Sure.
So
very
cool.
One of the ladies
there that I know is, been listening to the show as long as I have, and so this weekend I went out to go start my lesson, and I pull up to the course and I see all the kids and all the parents there, and I pull up and I'm like, what's going on, guys? And she comes out, the lady that I know, and uh-huh. says, well, you've been paying it forward long enough, and so we're going to give you this, and hopefully it helps you. And this whole time I've been buying the clubs and paying for gas and paying for the balls. That way the kids don't have to pay for anything
right.
or do anything. And it was a Visa gift card for $2,500
from
all the parents and kids.
That you could use towards paying it forward and continuing that.
Wow.
Awesome, Ken. Or for yourself.
Way to go. Good job, man.
Thanks, Ken.
Hey, thank you.
There's still good people out there, and there's still good things going on.
You know?
Makes me feel good.
All that you need a little push sometimes to get those things going. Misty, you also were on a receiving end, right?
I did.
What happened?
Okay, so I had a blowout on the interstate yesterday going about 70 miles per hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Right beside a semi. It was, I was frantic. It was so scary. So I pulled over on the side of the road, and I've been listening to you guys all week about kid and, just pay it forward, do this and do that. And this nice, genuine guy stopped by, and, I was scared. I thought, it could have been any crazy person stopping to help me. I'm 21 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a blessing to get, just a normal guy that was just genuinely there to help me and, change my tire. And come to find out, he'd been listening all week to the same thing about kid, pay it forward. And that's what we were talking about as he was changing my tire.
Aww.
And it was just a blessing to have someone like that do something like that for me. On the side of the interstate with cars going by 90 miles per hour, semi-trucks.
And it doesn't help that you're a 21-year-old, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It was very scary. And that's what he told me. He has a 19-year-old daughter, and he was terrified that someone else might stop for me, you know?
Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, awesome, Misty.
That's so great.
Don't be driving on that donut either.
Oh, I'm not. I've already got it changed.
Okay,
there you go.
Now, see, if this was a romantic comedy, Ryan Gosling would have pulled over and changed your tire, and you'd be, you know, honeymooning right now.
So you're not dating the father of the 19-year-old, is what you're telling us, Misty.
But isn't that the perfect romantic comedy?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was picturing in my head.
And now we're in love.
He stops at a company truck, and now she sees the company truck on the opposite side of town, and it's the same driver.
But that is sweet. A lot of dads who have teenage daughters, they see another teenage girl in trouble. They're like, I got to stop and help before some pervert does. That's good. That's good looking out, dads.
And we'll take one more before we go to break. Christina, what happened this weekend? Hashtag for kid.
Well, I went to Wendy's Saturday night for dinner, and when I went, someone paid for my food. Well, I asked the person at the drive-thru how many people has done this and what they say. I was the 20th person who's done it, and they've all said 4 kids.
Wow. Awesome.
Hey. That's greatness, man.
20 people in a row.
Get a kick out of that.
You kept it going, right, Christina?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
How do you just let it end?
Yeah, you can't let it end. You got to keep. I want to know how long that went on. I wish there was a way to know. Thank you, Christina.
Yeah, maybe there's someone that's working, you know, at a fast food place or a coffee or drive-thru that was like, it went on all day.
Sure.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you if that was the case.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show is back.
I am so nervous right now.
Why?
Because we're about to do a bit. Everybody say hello to Caroline Craddock in studio with us.
Caroline.
Not a bit. She is actually here. Not a bit.
No, she is not a bit. She is in here to be a witness to the bit. So I'm glad you joined us for this, Caroline.
Thank you for having me.
Because we're about to have our very first moment of noise for Kid Craddock. Mm-hmm. What is a moment of noise?
What is a moment of noise, JC?
It's the opposite of a moment of silence, which does not do us any favors on the radio.
Very true. Let's demonstrate a moment of silence on the radio.
See? No.
Okay, very
bad.
That's the longest Al's gone being quiet.
We can't do that. Dead air is bad in our world.
Yeah.
So here's what we want to do. And we want you to, if you can, if you have somebody you're carpooling with, pull out your cell phones, record this, put it up on YouTube's.
If driving and making noise, and please record it.
If you're carpooling, have somebody else in the car do it.
Oh, that's what you meant.
Now,
it may be just as exciting as our moment of silence.
It might be.
Seconds ago.
Now, what we're going to do is... We're going to honk.
Is that what we're going to do?
If you have a trumpet, a vuvuzela, whatever makes noise.
Oh, God, I brought the vuvuzelas. I got like 800 of them
left. We can't make noise because we're going to try to listen.
We're going to listen in. We actually have somebody out on the streets talking to the people because that's what we want to do here.
All right.
We have Trey out there, so we're going to listen in on Trey's phone.
Okay.
But we need everybody to take part in this.
Okay.
We will count you down.
All right.
I will count down for 5 to 0 for this to happen.
JC is explaining it, boy.
Here's part two of the problem.
Go ahead and tell, because we just realized this.
We have a 7-second delay.
Yeah.
Because of you men that called in and cussed on the air the other day, we had to institute the 7-second delay.
Yeah, well, that's true.
We're going to count down. We literally have to wait 7 seconds for you to actually hear us count down.
It might be like 15.
It's going to have to be 14 seconds.
It's weird how this works, right?
So we're going to count down.
And then we're going to be quiet.
And then we're going to be quiet and let you guys honk.
Because what we're saying right now, you're not actually hearing until 7 seconds after we actually say it.
So there's actually going to be a moment of silence before the moment of noise.
To you, we're in the future.
We didn't think this out really well.
We're in the future to you.
Well, Caroline, are you cool with the moment of noise?
I love it.
I think Kid would have loved that.
Yeah, it's better than the silence.
You know what? Screw you, delay. Screw you, delay, for ruining our bit. I know that at least one person is going to take part in this.
All right.
Shelby, you're a truck driver?
Yes.
All right. So you got the loud horn and everything?
Yes.
Shelby, what kind of rig you driving there, big guy?
I'm driving a Pete.
Oh, Peterbilt.
Yep.
It's a Peterbilt, baby.
Mm, I like a little Pete.
Do the kids still do that thing in the car when they drive by and they pull like... Pull down on the horn.
Kids, it's rare, but yes, there are a few.
Kids aren't into that anymore.
No, it's just the adults that do it now. I still do it.
Hold on. I have breaking news.
What?
All right, so. Sorry, I had to get on your mic.
Thank you, Shelby. Yeah, you get ready for the countdown, okay?
Oh, I'm going to keep Shelby on.
Okay, hold on, Shelby.
So Rob said we can ramp the delay down, but just for this bit.
Okay, and then we're going to ramp it back up?
So we need to talk for like 30 seconds while the delay ramps down so everybody can be on the exact same time.
I'm so confused.
Time.
How do you ramp down
I don't
delay?
Know.
Because you can change, you can delay it. And we had, I don't think we, before all the potty mouths last week, I don't think our delay was quite long enough.
This is too much. I got to sit down.
I know this is too much, but this is going to work. Dang it. Chickering, can you get in here, engineer? I need Chickering because he's just talking engineer talk. I don't understand him.
They're already doing it. The exit is on.
Can I steal your mic again?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Hi, Caroline.
So what's happening?
Mike. Hi, Caroline. What? We're ramping down, but here's the deal.
In English.
It ramps down as you guys pause. So pause.
Uh-huh.
Okay, just ramp down a little bit more.
All right.
So the more you talk, the slower it goes.
So
we're at 4 seconds right now, so give me a few more seconds.
When we don't talk, it's...
Going away?
It goes.
The more quiet, the quicker it goes. Be quiet!
Let's do a moment of silence.
We're ramping down. We're going to have a moment of ramping. We're having a moment of ramp.
Moment of ramp down.
Go away.
All right.
I'm so glad I came on today, y'all.
Caroline, we'll get to you in a minute, Missy.
Yeah.
We're ramping down.
Okay, can we do this
I don't
now?
Know what we're doing. Done. Hold on.
We're being quiet.
I'll tell you, this is Kid Craddock Show at its finest.
Are we ramped down all the way?
No. You know, people are tuning in for the first time today. Like,
I've heard
we're having
Kid Craddock Show.
It's going faster.
You got to hush.
Ramp complete. I'm going to go ahead and call the ramp complete.
No, we're at 2 seconds, Al. I can't, 2 seconds is fine.
Is it 2 seconds?
Yeah, we'll take two.
Okay, Shelby, are you ready?
All right.
Don't do it yet. Wait for me to count you down.
Well, I thought we have Trey on the
corner.
We do
have. Let's bring in Trey.
Apparently
who's out
it didn't
on the
work because Shelby still can't hear us.
Shelby can hear us.
He's 7 seconds behind.
He's fine. Right. Trey, are you out on the streets?
I am. I'm out of the street right now. I've got a long line of cars just parked right in front of me, and hopefully we'll get a little something from them.
Let's do it.
All right.
Go, JC.
Okay, so wherever you are in America, we want you to roll down your windows. Well, hold on,
people.
That's premature. He nauseation.
Yeah, you pre-honkers. You.
Okay, people are getting impatient.
They're inside. They're just reading the sign.
Okay, tell them, well, don't hold it up.
Wait, don't hold the sign.
What does the sign say?
Come on, dingus. All right, ready?
All right.
I'm going to count down from five.
So we want everybody to honk, and if you can't honk, you know, yell something. We're going to try to hear it all at the same time.
Right.
And who cares if you look like a fool? Yeah. It's for kids.
And I'll pot up Shelby, the truck driver.
He didn't care about looking like a fool. So you don't care about looking like a fool.
Blow your horn. Roll your windows down. Hold your cell phone out the window. Do all that while you're driving with your left eye.
Trust your fellow Kid Nation member. Here we go. Moment of noise coming up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Everybody honk. Delay. It's a delay. It's a delay.
There's one.
That was Shelby.
Honk for 7 seconds.
All right!
It worked! Success!
Hold on.
Another Kid Craddock kind of bit for the books right there. And cut.
Hold on a second.
Kid, that was for you, dog.
Shelby, are you there?
That was so great.
Shelby, the truck driver?
Yeah.
Did you honk?
Oh,
that's your honk?
That was a sad one.
Sorry, it's 18-wheeler horn.
Is that a Tonka truck?
What, are you squeezing a duck? Yeah!
Okay.
Shelby, how many people honked along with you?
Oh, kid's so happy right now.
Not many? How many honks, Shelby? God. Let him talk. How many honks, Shelby?
Not too many people honked with me. You can't really hear them.
Yeah. All right. Well, Shelby, thank you so much for taking part in our moment of noise.
I can't wait to the two-year anniversary.
I was nervous. Shannon, is Trey still potted up?
Yeah. This might win us an award.
We're sending this into Marconi.
Let me just say this right now. This was all JC's idea.
I feel horrible right now. I hate myself.
Oh, JC.
I am
that was his
so
baby.
Sorry, kid. Trey, what happened?
What happened? Nothing happened.
Hush, so we can hear him.
What happened, Trey?
I think people felt bad, and now they're trying to give you a little bit of sympathy, JC.
The sympathy honk.
Well, you passed up on the moment of honkness. Oh man! So how many do you think honked, Trey?
I don't know, a good 15.
Dude. Oh, good. Okay, we just couldn't hear it.
Dude, even the honkies didn't honk.
15's pretty good.
I can hear them off in the distance as well.
Oh, good.
Oh, you
that's
could.
Good.
See, maybe.
We just couldn't hear it.
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, hold on. Maybe there's faith can be restored. Mary, what's going on?
Mary.
Hi. Morning, guys.
Hi.
I work in downtown Dallas, and I'm 20 minutes late to work because I wanted to wait and do this moment of noise.
Sorry about that.
Thank you for being the second.
I'll stay 20 minutes later. But I am parked downtown Dallas and right near Woodall Rogers, and I can hear people honking on Woodall Rogers and down the street around me where I'm parked.
Can you run by my bar for me just a second? Because you're not too far away. And just honk right in front of the bar.
That's great.
I'll stop by and make sure people are working.
So you know what? Here's the thing, JC. Don't feel too bad. Just because we couldn't hear people honking doesn't mean people weren't honking. She heard them.
I'm going to cry.
Mary.
She heard them.
Mary, was your favorite part the actual moment of...
Pretty awesome. It reminded me of when Kid did the exit polls and only one car honked for, I think it was not for Obama. But,
oh, my God.
I can hear it. I can hear it, and you guys should be really, really proud.
See?
I mean, it was awesome. I could hear it.
Yeah.
Did you like the moment of noise better or the ramping down? Because I'm kind of a fan of the ramp.
You know, they're head and head. They were both fun.
Right up there.
I believe we got that delayed.
I believe people were honking. We just couldn't hear it.
Great success, everybody.
I believe that in my heart.
Hold on.
Oh, my. That was fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
I'm crying, guys.
No, it worked.
I don't know if I'm crying because I'm sad at work.
It was so fun.
Or if I'm crying because I'm laughing at myself.
For Jeopardy.
Shannon, can you give me my bumper, please?
Caroline, thanks for coming in.
Caroline,
thanks for having me.
We're going to come back and talk to Caroline.
Hold on. Maybe it did
I'm
work.
I'm glad Caroline came in for that, though.
Can you send us your videos of the honking?
Sure.
Thanks.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show. The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If anybody's wondering what our boy Kid is doing, we actually spoke to him. Here you go.
Hey, Kelly, it's Kid up here in heaven. Sorry.
Is it nice up there? Is it everything we've dreamed of?
Pretty cool up here, Kelly.
What are you doing now?
Middays.
After that last bit.
Oh, I love
him.
Remembering
our
dear, dear friend, Kid Craddock. And in studio with us is his daughter, Caroline.
Morning.
Yay,
look at
Caroline.
You all grown up, Caroline.
What happened?
I don't know.
Life.
That was shocking.
We hung out with Caroline all weekend.
Yeah, it was, you know, Caroline decided rather than just to hole up at home and be sad on the anniversary, tell them what you decided to do.
We had a dinner with all my radio family and my family and my family. And we sat and drank my dad's favorite wine, and then we went to Al's Bar and sang karaoke all night.
Yeah, we kind of took over karaoke.
We have to apologize about that to actual customers.
But see, I'm fine with Caroline singing continuous karaoke because she has a phenomenal voice.
Good, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
now, some of those aren't so bad.
Kelly's pretty good.
Kelly's good.
I'm motivated.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The problem with you, Al, is you do like 5 songs in a row.
Yeah. See, once I get warmed up, I can't stop.
No, you get calm.
It's like
more
crackyoke. I mean, I just can't stop doing it.
Crackyoke.
It's crackyoke.
My favorite part was when my two girlfriends went up to sing Remix to Ignition, and y'all two got ticked off, and so you went up and sang it again.
Right
after they had just sang it.
Did you see me telling him not to do it?
I told him not to do it.
That was so bad, Al.
That was rude.
That is rude, Al.
We were both up there, and he's like, no, I'm doing it.
Show them up.
And then you got awkward and quit halfway through.
Because he knew how wrong it was.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of singing, when we were at dinner, Caroline, you busted out your phone, and you said you wanted to premiere a song that you had written for your dad.
Yes.
And you played it for us. And it was the most beautiful song.
Beautiful, man. Yep.
People were weeping into the salsa.
Yeah, it was so well written. It was you're not on the song, which was what I expected. You're not
right.
on the song.
Right.
Who you had a gentleman singing it.
Yes, Chris Roberts, who I co-wrote the song with, as well as Lindsay Lawler, who used to work here and was my dad was her mentor.
Yeah.
And I went down to Nashville to catch this music in Nashville, helped me do everything. So they're fantastic. But we wrote it kind of thinking it was going to be a Ben Folds type song. Y'all will hear it, and it's meant for like a Ben Folds type. So when we were writing it, I was like, I need to hear a guy sing it. So
Can we play
What was your thought process writing it? I mean, how soon after your dad passed did you decide I wanted to do this? Because that's the thing the two of you shared was your love for music.
Right, right. I had been afraid to kind of go to that place. So mm-hmm. I think it was February. So it had been a few months mm-hmm. before I was ready to kind of do that. So Lindsay and I sat. I've been journaling this whole time. So we sat with my journal and just highlighted stuff that we liked. And so we just started making like bullet points. And that's how we went from there.
Cool.
So,
right. And yeah. if you know Kid, this song makes so much sense when you listen to it because it has so many of Kid's characteristics in it and the things he did. Can we play the song?
Yeah, absolutely.
Shannon, let's premiere the written by Caroline Craddock song.
Written by Caroline song.
Well, she's not on it.
Yeah.
And what's it called, Caroline?
Just Love.
Just Love.
Life, they say it's all about the things you leave behind. I know that you wish you had a little more time, just a little more time to sing your songs. But all in all, when all is said and done, there's just love, the love you leave behind you that will always grow, like music that keeps playing on the radio to warm a heart that's lonely and cold. 'Cause after all, when all is said and done, there's just love. Only love. I'll meet you every night beneath the silver oak, and we can laugh and cry about how we're just alive. And I'll fumble through the change you left behind. And after all, when all is said and done, there's just love, the love you leave behind you that will always grow, like music that keeps playing on the radio to warm a heart that's lonely. Just love, only love, only now, only us, and just love.
Caroline, that is.
I love that part.
Can you talk about the line where you talk about the change?
Yeah.
Because you had us cracking up at dinner because you came up with this line because of something that actually happened.
Yeah. My dad had a change jar at our house when I was growing up forever, and it was just constantly full of spare change. And so one of the things I had was this big, huge jar of change from his apartment, and it of course, exploded all over my car.
Broke everywhere.
Everywhere. So every time I get out of my car, I try to put some of the change in my purse or whatever. So I'm carrying this purse. It's 10 pounds because it's full of spare change. So I had a bad night one night, and I was really missing my dad. And I was, when I get upset, I do, I think, what most girls do, and I lay naked on my kitchen floor.
I do, too. Why not, right? It feels so good.
Totally normal.
I can't visualize that. I'm sorry.
It's so nice and cool down there.
I can't think about that.
If you haven't laid naked on your kitchen floor, you have not
lived. What is it about laying on the ground, though? I'm the same way. Like, you want to lay on the ground.
Yeah, and I want no clothes on. I just have to be naked.
Oh, no. And thinking about your dad.
Yeah, why not?
It's not weird at all. So I'm listening to Ben Folds, and one of the lyrics in the song that my dad and I love still fighting it was it's talking about how he's gonna buy his son a roast beef sandwich, and it's like, it's okay, you don't have to pay, I've got all the change.
Yeah.
So I went from bawling hysterically to laughing hysterically because I'm like, no, you don't have all change, I have all the change. And it's everywhere. I wrote that down in my journal, and then it's a double entendre.
Mm-hmm.
Al, do you know what that is?
Yeah. I got a cousin named Double Entendre.
Double entendre, that means you have two trucks.
Two meanings.
Right. So
I love the tundra.
The change in my car and in my purse, and then the change in my life.
That's deep.
It's poetic.
That was a great, great song. So where people are already tweeting too, like, where can I buy it? Where can I buy it? So what's the plan?
A couple more tweaks to do, and then I will be putting on iTunes, and all the proceeds will be going to Kids Kids.
It's a beautiful song. You know, a lot of times people do songs for charity, and you're nice, so you buy it, even though it's kind of crappy.
Yeah.
You just do it for charity.
But
that's a beautiful,
really,
song.
Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Caroline's
very proud.
Moving on up to Nashville.
Can't wait.
When are you moving?
Yeah, what's up with that? Tell us about
What's
Nashville.
What are you going to do there?
I'm excited. I mean, I went literally just for a vacation to visit my friend Lindsay, and then she was like, you're going to move here, And I went, and within 2 days, I was like, yeah, I kind of like it down here.
Mm-hmm.
So lots of creative energy. I want to start writing music. So
cool.
So we can follow your journey, right?
Absolutely.
How do we follow your journey, Caroline? Because everybody wants to keep track of you.
Well, I got a Twitter.
You got Twitter. What's that Twitter, girl?
Caroline Craddick, C-R-A-D-I-C-K.
Yeah, that's the thing, because Kid for Radio spelled it K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K, so a lot of times it's confusing.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's C-R-A-D-I-C-K.
Only one D for Caroline.
One D for me.
And
then I got my public Facebook that I update.
Okay. Perfect.
Cool.
Yay.
Thanks for stopping
by. We love you so much, Caroline. That song is wonderful.
Thank you.
You're doing great, girl. It's been a year. It's been a rough year, but you've risen above, and you're doing great.
Thank you.
Back to more of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get into this, because I know you got something really important that's planned, Kelly's world has just been rocked. And here to share with you what has rocked her world, I give you Kelly Raspberry.
I had to call Al over to look at my computer, so I know my eyes aren't deceiving me.
Just get to the news, Kelly. Hold on. We gotta get the news sound. News sound.
Your attention, please.
All right.
Dollar Tree is buying Family Dollar for $8.5 billion.
Wait, is this good news?
Hold up. Ooh. This is going to rock the dollar world.
Is it going to be Family Dollar Tree or Dollar Tree Dollar?
I got to read the whole article.
Was that a big deal?
Is Dollar Tree is taking over.
Is that bad news or good news?
Where does Dollar Tree get $8.5
billion? Companies didn't say if any Dollar Tree or Family Dollar stores would be closed. Oh, that would be a nightmare. But you know what? Hopefully to bring those Family Dollar prices down. They're way too high.
You're talking about the Dollar Tree special day.
Isn't one of them where everything's a dollar?
Dollar Tree's a dollar.
So once again, to recap today's top story, Kelly.
Dollar Tree has just bought Family Dollar for $8.5 billion.
I don't think that's the top story
today. That's the top story?
I don't think you watch CNN
today. That's not trending.
I'll tell you what the top story of the day is, Al.
What's the top story of the day, JC?
The very controversial moment of noise that we had earlier on the show.
Earlier today,
instead of doing a moment of silence for Kid Craddock, we decided to do a moment of noise.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of, hollering back because he used to love to do that, especially after elections, because he's like, we've got the most scientific poll ever. He would have somebody standing outside the polling booths and he'd say, honk if you voted for Obama or honk, and that's how he used to do this sort of thing.
So when this didn't go as planned, or at least did not sound like it went as planned.
Well, because we're on delay now. And back in the day, we weren't on delay. It was live radio. I mean, it's still live. But so we had to ramp down for seconds So, and that was a 7 seconds of silence.
I know.
Which preceded the 7 seconds of noise.
Sure, on the radio it sounded like nobody honked except for our bus driver or truck driver, Shelby, that we had on.
Yeah.
But according to our audience on Facebook and Twitter, moment of noise, cars heard honking in Warner Robins, Georgia, Tyler, Texas, Logan, West Virginia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, New Orleans, and South Lake, Texas, on a mountain in Beckley, West Virginia, and it went international. What? Some honking going on in Japan.
Wow, so they honked in the future.
Wait a minute. Thank you.
Good point. Good point. What time is it in Japan?
They're ahead of us. They're how cool. They're ahead of us.
They did honk in the future, Jenna.
Future honking. Yeah, it was honking all over the world.
Marcy said she was on our Facebook page. She said she was on the highway. There were so many cars honking, you couldn't even tell who was honking and who wasn't. It was hilarious.
That's great. We just couldn't hear it.
I'm sorry for anyone who was honking, who was not honking and had no idea what was happening. See?
I feel sorry for the person that was about to get cut off and somebody was honking at them.
Yeah.
And they couldn't hear it, or they were thinking, huh, somebody else is honking for a kid, not knowing they're just about to get cut off or they're cutting somebody off.
Like Ray, who he's in Connecticut, huge truck driver. Uh-huh. And I laid on my air horn for a kid. Apparently, I scared the driver in front of me because he pulled off the road. Sorry about you, Blue Civic. My bad. See? Success.
That'll learn him to listen.
Some people out there are just thinking, man, everyone was really in a bad mood.
Yeah,
on the road
right.
Lots of road rage.
Yeah. Well, CJC, does that make you feel a little bit better?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
You know, reading about the moment of noise.
Sure. You know, I'll take that. I'll take it. Because I wanted to cry.
That was good.
And also what we had going on this weekend was our hashtag for kid.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the moment of noise was. It was for kid.
Sure, it's for kid.
And Shannon, our little Shannon, you had something that you witnessed or you heard about?
Oh, yeah. I ran into some kids who they wanted me to know that they make a point of doing things all the time. I said, make sure you do something this weekend for kid. I kind of lectured them. And they said, we don't just need to do it this weekend. We do it all the time. And one of the little girls was telling me that she has to help her mom out all the time because she's stage 4 cancer.
Mm.
And she's probably 9 years old, and she has to step up and do stuff all the time around the house for her mom. And then her best friends have to kind of help out around the house, too. It kind of choked me up a little bit. It's kind of choking me up now. But sweet little girls. Anyway, yeah. I don't want to get upset because I know that's not what the day is about.
It's about celebration.
Yeah, it's a good day, a day about celebration. And I had a lot of people message me on Facebook and stuff telling me things that they did. It's very inspirational to know that people still give a crap.
Yeah.
Because it's such a negative world, and it's such a you think that people just kind of suck. Yeah. And they don't. And it's nice to know it's nice to know that hashtag for kid kind of brought out the good in people, and they were happy to do things and talk about it and share it. And go, people that don't suck. That's all I have to say about that.
Thank you, Shannon. And you brought up a great point that those kids told you. This isn't something that we wanted you to do this weekend and then stop. We want you to continue this throughout the year. And yes, we're gonna bring it to light again next year.
So many times people go to the food shelters like around Thanksgiving and Christmas, and they do it once a year, which is good.
Yeah,
feel good about yourself at Thanksgiving, right?
But people hungry. People be hungry.
Yeah,
people be hungry those other 364 days too. You know, this is the same principle. Do something nice tomorrow, next week.
When the opportunity presents itself. It's there before you all the time. If you're open your eyes, just see it, you know?
Mm-hmm. And we got a lot of messages saying, I always think about kid. I thought about kid today. And when you think about kid, just do something nice.
Sure.
Or if something good happened to you, let us know using the hashtag for kid, because we really, really want to keep this going all year long, and we want to turn it into something.
Absolutely.
Something big. And hopefully we get it trending worldwide. So keep it going today. Let us know what you did over the weekend. Something cool happened to you that had to do with the hashtag for kid. Let us know on Facebook, on Twitter, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right up in the sky. If you got one of those airplanes with a lot of smoke in the back of it, you know, right, put up there, hashtag for kid.
Yeah.
I don't have one of those airplanes.
You don't have one of those?
No.
So you want people to spend money just for a plane.
Al, I think you should go get a tattoo, a hashtag for kid tattoo.
Would you do that, Al? Come on, man.
Man, this could be a good bet on the family vacation.
Put it on your butt.
Oh.
Hashtag for kid on my butt.
Yeah, hashtag for kid on my butt.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.